drums.
If John McCain wants to have a debate about who has the temperament and judgment to serve as the next commander-in-chief, that's a debate I'm ready to have. When our nation is at war, our economy is in turmoil.
Bless my eyes this morning. Your sun is on the rise once again. We heard the things are going.
A night of sustained fighting,
overwhelming effect.
Anything can happen.
These are Russians.
Today, we are all Georgian.
Blast off under space.
Define rich. Give me a number.
Million miles from reality.
How about 5 million?
No care for you, no care for me.
I don't believe that Senator McCain doesn't care what's going on in the lives of Americans. I just think he doesn't know.
Senator McCain, are Americans better off than they were 8 years ago?
I think you could argue that Americans overall are better off.
With gas prices hovering near $4 and driving up the cost of everything from food to airfare.
We need to offshore drill for oil and natural gas.
Drilling is a stopgap measure, not a long-term solution. I realize that I'm not the likeliest candidate for this office.
We've got to face today.
We need a president who can face the threats of the future.
So that Fat George can read it.
America, we cannot turn back. And enough! This moment!
Yeah, we the people struggling.
Hey, 8 is enough! Now, John McCain likes to say that he'll follow Bin Laden to the gates of hell, but he won't even follow him to the cave where he lives!
Bomber in.
Renew the tough, direct diplomacy.
What goes on up, it's coming on down. Goes around and comes around.
America, we cannot turn back. Not with so much work to be done. Not with so many children to educate and so many veterans to care for. Not with an economy to fix and cities to rebuild and farms to save. Not with so many families to protect and so many lives to mend. America, we cannot turn back. We cannot walk alone. At this moment, in this election, we must pledge once more to march into the future. Let us keep that promise, that American promise. And in the words of Scripture, hold firmly, without wavering, to the hope that we confess. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.